The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Bill Flaschke, you're going to be insufferable today. How the Los Angeles Rams did it, how Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Sean McVay did it, the things you need to say about Matthew Stafford and Odell Beckham Jr., whether Joe Burrow will be back. Everybody had the game right, but Flaschke went full Flaschke.
We all had it right.
Flaschke had it months ago. Then blowout. Which, you know what? I'm going to mute you because it was not a blowout. It was not a blowout, but you have an early lead. Chris Collinsworth called it one of the greatest drives in Super Bowl history. Let's start there. Rams went 15 plays, 79 yards, in about 4:45. There was Kupp's fourth down run in it, the only run they could get all game, and Stafford to Kupp for the score. But in between, four penalties in LA's goal-to-go sequence. And this play, it looked like everybody was offsides on LA's line, and then no flag for that. And then defensive holding right here, which set everything up, Bill. Bill, is that a penalty you can call there? Did it put LA over the top to win this Super Bowl? Was this one of the greatest drives in Super Bowl history? Join us, Mr. Platt.
One of the greatest drives, but what do you think I can say about the penalty? Of course it was a penalty. They were trying this. They couldn't stop Cooper Kupp. The officials saw this. The officials saw where they knew all they could do to stop him was to grab him, so they started flagging him again and again and again and again. It was the right call. He had his hand on his jersey. Kupp had caught three passes. All three passes he'd been thrown for 28 yards the previous on the drive. He converted on a fourth down. He was unstoppable. They had to tackle him. They had to grab him.
That call on third and goal. Without a flag there, it's fourth and goal from the 8-yard line. Right. It's a different game. But you're not changing your tune. All right, Frank Isola, how about you?
Well, and here's what would have happened. Had the Bengals gone on to win the game, we all would have been talking about today the play that was missed, the first play of the third quarter when T. Higgins grabs Jalen Ramsey by the face mask. Bill, you're 100% wrong. That is a soft penalty considering the game that we had. But remember, so that should have been fourth and goal from the 8. It's first down. The very next play, Tony, there was a holding call on the Rams, but on Sportsman, a necessary roughness call on Von Bell in the end zone when he takes that cheap shot at Cooper Kupp. So they have no one to blame but themselves for that play, because that should have been first and goal from the 14 if that penalty had not been called.
All right. Yes, a lot of penalties and then that personal foul. Kevin Blackstone, there's some thought that this was a makeup call, right? For, of course, the go-ahead touchdown that happened earlier gave T. Higgins pulling Jalen Ramsey's face. Would a makeup call be all right there?
No, absolutely not. A makeup call is never right. They got this one wrong, and they got the other one wrong at the beginning of the half. You know, the remarkable thing to me about the first half was one of the things that made it entertaining was the fact that it was clean, or they allowed them to play. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the game, you get this litter on the field. And I thought that that particular play was one that I would have preferred to have seen the hanky stay in the pocket of the referee. It didn't look like it was particularly egregious contact there. Nobody was turned. It was just a pass to a tight window, and the LB made a great play on the ball.
And Israel Gutierrez.
It was a weak call. In fact, I think the fact that Matthew Stafford threw it behind Cooper Kupp made it look a little bit more like a penalty because he had to reach back. But I don't think a flag should have been thrown there. However, I'm not going to blame the referees for the Rams winning this thing because, again, if we look at the T. Higgins and the non-call that happened on that first touchdown, the Rams had a potential for that game to get away from them through an interception right afterward and then held the Bengals to 11 yards on 8 plays to a field goal and then nothing else after that. So the Rams defense stepped up when the officials didn't go in their favor. On the other end, didn't really happen. And like we said, still would have had a fourth and goal.
One of the greatest drives in Super Bowl history, Bill, is that right there with Tom Brady's drives,
Montana,
right there with Eli Manning's drives
against the Bengals?
Is it?
Yeah, they converted the third down. They converted the fourth down. It was absolutely one of the greatest drives under pressure. And Cooper Kupp, this is why Cooper Kupp deserves the MVP. because of what he did.
And
on
remember,
that drive.
They still had their three timeouts. So if they had gotten stopped, there's a chance he would have gotten the ball back anyway with how well their defense was playing. That was not Montana against the Bengals. It was a good drive, not the greatest.
All right. You say Cooper Kupp, MVP, and no one's going to argue that. Well, let's see if somebody argues with that. Kupp puts the finishing touches on one of the greatest seasons of all time and the greatest ever for a wide receiver by every metric. He led the league in everything, and then he was Super Bowl MVP. But they don't win this game without Aaron Donald, Bill Plaschke. There's only one MVP. Bill, did they get it right with Kupp, or did you vote for Aaron Donald?
No, they absolutely got it right. I would have voted for Kupp. I did not vote. You got to remember, they lost OBJ earlier in the game, so he was their only weapon. Everybody knew they were going to him. Everybody knew he had to get the ball, and he still produced under pressure, made every catch down the stretch. You know, in the fourth quarter in the playoffs, he caught all 12 balls thrown to him for 208 yards. He was incredible in the fourth quarter in the playoffs, incredible pressure player, and again, all the attention on him. So he was definitely.
This isn't a fourth quarter of the playoffs award, MVP of the Super Bowl. Isola, Donald, or Kupp?
Well, here's the thing with Cooper Kupp. I mean, that last drive, he was unbelievable. Made every big play, including the fourth down run. But remember, Aaron Donald on third down, the Bengals' last drive, gets the stop. Then he gets the play on Matthew Stafford. All season long, all playoff long, you talk about game planning, everyone has to game plan for Aaron Donald. Their defense dominated that game in the second half, and the leader is Aaron Donald. So at the very least, I'm going to split it.
Kevin Blackstone, MVP.
That's all true, Frank, but the thing is that this team came from behind to win the game in the fourth quarter with, 90 seconds left on the tick, and that was because of Matt Stafford throwing to Cooper Kupp. And as Bill pointed out, there was no more OBJ out there, right? There was no more Higbee out there either. They were down to this guy, and he was able to get open. They were able to design plays for him to get open. That was absolutely amazing after the season that he had. MVP.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm in agreement that they got it right because of the injuries, because Cooper Kupp was basically the only guy left on that offense. But if you're going to make a case for Aaron Donald, there is a very good one. I mean, the Cincinnati Bengals pass block win rate was 14%, and all you need to know is that was the lowest percentage of any game this season. And throughout that second half, after that field goal, like I mentioned earlier, where they absolutely dominated the Bengals, it was that defensive line. The very last play of the game, if he doesn't get to Joe Burrow, he might have a wide-open Jamar Chase streaking down the sideline there. So Aaron Donald had the effect of this game, had a great effect on this game, probably equal to Cooper Kupp. You just don't notice it as much because of the position that he plays.
It's the bust for the Hall of Fame right now for Aaron Donald. Three-time Defensive Player of the Year, and now this performance in the Super Bowl. But there's the report. I want to get you on this, Bill, because you were at the game, of course, and this is your account. Aaron Donald might retire after this game, or the report, Sean McVay might walk away after this game. Seismic stuff. So what are you hearing there, Bill? And then who elevated themselves most with this win? Donald, McVay? I guess you could throw Stafford in there too, please.
Well, there's no way Aaron Donald's going anywhere. He's got $55 million left on the table in his contract. He's not turning that down. There's no way Sean McVay is going anywhere. He just became the youngest coach to ever win a Super Bowl. He's got years left. He'll still be there. But it's McVay who elevated himself more than anybody. McVay had all the pressure on him in this game. It's McVay who built this team, who threw Jared Goff under the bus and demanded Matthew Stafford. It's McVay who, in the last Super Bowl, said, quote, "I was out-coached," end quote, by Bill Belichick. It's McVay who had struggles with game management issues this year, had struggled with personal issues. McVay's the one with the redemption.
He was struggling with game management issues in this game a little bit with every running play called. Pedro Gutierrez, yes. Who elevated themselves most?
Yeah. McVay strikes me as obsessive. Like, this isn't something where he's just reached the top and now he's going to stop. So I can absolutely see him continuing. Aaron Donald at the age of 30, unless he has issues, you're sort of bringing up that motivation that's required to play that position, I definitely see him continuing to play it. I look at Matthew Stafford, though, the more I think about it, as the guy who has elevated himself the most with not necessarily this performance, but this playoff run, because we go from a guy who couldn't really decide if the Lions were losing because of him or with him, and now very first chance wins the Super Bowl, has these game-winning drives, and that's what I think most people are going to remember as the years go by. Each of these games, game-winning drives, ball in his hands. What did he do? Ended up winning it. And so I think it's Matthew Stafford.
Kevin Blackstone.
You know, I'm going to go to the general manager, Les Snead, because he's the guy who drafted Aaron Donald. He's the guy who drafted Jared Goff, moved up to get him, and then pulled the carpet when he realized that wasn't going to happen. Got some draft picks, went out and got traded for Jalen Ramsey, traded for Matt Stafford. OBJ, they said that wasn't going to work out in Cleveland. He comes there, leads the team with 9 touchdowns when in the time that he was there. And Von Miller thought he was out of gas, brings him in, and he picks up a bunch of sacks on that team. So people are going to be copying Les Snead in terms of putting together an NFL roster.
Frank Guisola, most to gain here.
Well, Matthew Stafford, think about it. The guy went from being known as a perennial loser, then he wins 4 playoff games and a Super Bowl. Sean McVay went to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Now he wins with Matthew Stafford. But for me, it's Aaron Donald. You think about some of the greatest defensive players of just the last 30, 40 years. I put him now in that same class with Lawrence Taylor, Ray Lewis. He was always going to be there, but to get that Super Bowl, that gives you that little bit of an edge, and I think he's got it now.
I want more on Matthew Stafford. I need more on Matthew Stafford. This is a career-changing win. I love this play here, all right? When you watch it in real time, it's like, all right, it's a big pass, and that's their biggest gainer on the game-winning drive. But look at this angle. You can see he's looking away and throwing off. If Mahomes did this, you people would be writing love sonnets about it, all right? Dan Orlovsky, our Dan Orlovsky, a friend of Matthew Stafford, I think needs to be said here. But he said on TV today, Matthew Stafford is now a Hall of Famer. Frank Guisola, Matthew Stafford now a Hall of Famer?
Well, Tony, like a famous radio host in New York, I'm a hard marker. To me, you can have a terrific career, but does everyone who has a terrific career need to be in the Hall of Fame? The guy's never gotten MVP votes. I get it with the yardage, but everybody now throws for a lot of yardage. I'm happy for him, his family, but right now, no offense, not a Hall of Fame.
No offense taken, I'm sure, right? Kevin Blackstone, how about you?
You know, folks who I know vote for the Hall of Fame always talk about one thing. They talk about whether or not that person was a dominant figure in his generation. And when you look back at Matt Stafford's career right now, he really hasn't led the league in anything in any year. He led him in picks this year. You don't want to bring that up. And if you go back a number of years, he led him in attempts and completions. So based on that, you can chalk that up to being on a bad Detroit Lions team, but so be it. He really has not been that dominant quarterback, unfortunately.
Stafford elevated his ranks and how we talk about him now. What do you want to say? Is he a Hall of Famer? Is he just below that?
I do believe Matt Schaub once led the league in passing yards, so I'm not too worried about those statistic necessarily, but he also now has as many Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers, okay? And so I definitely believe that if when you looked at his career, you never saw, hey, you never pointed to him and say he's definitively the reason why the Detroit Lions were losing. In fact, you saw him and said, man, that is a talented quarterback. He's putting up big numbers. We can't figure out why the Lions are losing. And so whatever reason you want to put on the Lions, you can't necessarily place on him. You have to look at the numbers. And I know they're inflated because of the time that he played, but so what? I mean, the guy had 5,000 yards passing. So you look at a quarterback of his caliber, you know he's good. Now he's putting the tail end resume together. I think
he will be
all.
Is there some revisionist history going on now? I'm hearing, well, with the Lions, we didn't know why they were losing. Stafford was blamed for those losses for so long, and now he's a Super Bowl champion, Plaschke.
He had a great postseason. He and Eli Manning, the only quarterbacks to lead the teams in 4-3 comebacks in the playoffs. Great postseason, not yet a Hall of Fame quarterback. He needs to do it more. He wasn't, as Stevie said, he wasn't a dominant player in his career.
But he will be.
More. Great now, but
what do you think,
I think
Lions
we'll be
fans are thinking today? What were they thinking when they watched? What do you think Browns fans were thinking watching Odell Beckham Jr.? It hurts so much.
We need Aaron Donald on our team.
I mean, but his emotion after the game made it. Flash, you wrote a column killing the Rams for signing Beckham, but then you wrote another column taking it all back. Everything's coming up, Flash.
He deserved to be ripped.
Buy or sell with Joe Burrow next year.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, It's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Question we ask every year, can the team that lost the Super Bowl pick up the pieces and get back there again? And can the quarterback? History goes both ways here. Roger Staubach in Dallas would be a nice mold, but the memory of Dan Marino never getting back is the one that sticks most. Joe Burrow wore the suit. Walking away afterwards back in that suit is tough. No one ever sacked like he was sacked in this Super Bowl. Frank, what are the Bengals going forward? And what do you think the chances are Joe Burrow will be here again?
Well, you mentioned the name Dan Marino. Remember, you look at the AFC with Patrick Mahomes, you got Josh Allen in Buffalo, Justin Herbert there in LA. It's not going to be easy. That's why when it's second and one from near midfield at the end of the game, don't just throw the ball up and waste a play. That, to me, was his worst moment, because then they didn't get the first down on third down, and then on fourth down, he ends up essentially getting sacked.
Kevin Blackstone.
Look, I like Joe Burrow. I think everybody likes Joe Burrow. He is an incredible talent. Despite that offensive line so porous in front of him, look at all that he accomplishes here, carrying that team to a Super Bowl, carrying them to within a series of maybe tying it up, if not winning it. You know what you need to do if you're the Bengals front office. You need to get him a better offensive line. You need to get him some running back help to go along with Joe Mixon, and that team will be just fine.
It's Rui Gutierrez.
Well, the beauty of the NFL is that parity can make things like this happen, right? Your team has a chance if it's in the, what, the top 10 or 12. But the formula that the Bengals have could last long term. Not only do they have $50-plus million in salary cap space, they have this talent and an inexpensive quarterback, and they have the talent at the wide receiver positions. If they can, and they have their draft picks. It's sort of the anti-LA Rams who've given them all away for a super team. So if you make the right picks and create an offensive line for this team, they're going to be around. Now, they could still lose to the Chiefs or Bills, but they're going to be around competing for a
while. Sounds like you're more bullish, though, than Frank and Blackstone are. Bill Plaschke?
I'm more bullish than all of them. I love the Bengals. They held the Rams before the Rams' final drive. They were held to 58 yards total offense in the second half before that last drive. That's a good Bengals defense. Like you said, they have cap space. They have Burrow come back. They have the young receivers. I think it's a team on the rise. Absolutely, this team's going to get
historically, back. Historically, though, the record of teams that lose the Super Bowl getting back is not great at all. Let's play odds maker here. The chances Joe Burrow gets back to a Super Bowl, Frank Isola, 0% to 100%.
I'm going to say I'll put it at 35%. He's still young enough, and if they build that offensive line, he's got it.
Blackstone, how about you?
I'll put it at 50%. And let's not forget, the Kansas City Chiefs, who we all thought were so great, are all of a sudden not so great anymore. They lose big game.
They made it back, though. Okay. They made it back.
Gutierrez.
I'm saying it's greater than 50%. I'm saying something like 75%. To make another Super Bowl with the career he's got in front of him, absolutely.
And Flash, you love this Bengals team as well. You're going Bengals.
76%. Right. One more than Izzy. I think they get a chance to get back.
The price is right over here.
Halftime. We almost lost 50 Cent. We almost lost Mary J. Blige. The video going around of Snoop getting into the proper mode beforehand is something that shouldn't surprise anybody. Controversy or no controversy with Eminem and Dre? I mean, whether they defied the NFL or went along with it? There's a lot to talk about, Kevin Blackstone. Where did this halftime rank? Could it be number one? Some are saying it's number one.
Well, it was certainly the funkiest halftime performance I recall, but it also kind of struck me funky in an odoriferous way, right? Because here are all these rappers led there by Jay-Z, who said he's going to fix things in terms of social justice with this league. They have a huge discrimination lawsuit hanging over their head, and this kind of struck me as some sort of deodorizer for all that's going on with this league right now. So I was a little bit queasy kind of watching that
Israel performance. Israel Gutierrez?
I love the performances. You know, I checked a lot of the boxes. I didn't think they put a lot of effort into it. They could have just slipped in a CD, you know, and had the same songs playing. Didn't feel like there was much sort of nuance brought in. I thought Kendrick Lamar probably had the most in his short portion of it. But, you know, it was what was expected. It wasn't anything above and beyond.
You guys are both grading. Some people thought this was the best one of all time. Israel just said, just put on a CD. It would have done the same thing. Plasky, how about you?
It's the best one I've ever seen. It looked like my city. It felt like L.A. They were working hard. People in the press box were singing and rapping along with it, which I've never heard before. And I've heard of all the songs. All the songs kind of made me thought about my life. It was reflective. It was reactive. It was tremendous.
I got so lucky. Yeah, it felt like L.A. with two New Yorkers, Mary J. Blige and 50 Cent. I will say this, though. The only ensemble cast older than the halftime act is the Lakers, because that was not a youth movement. Everyone's saying, get younger. They didn't get younger. That's all right. It was very good.
All right.
Ice, Stone, Dunn, Flash.
I'm just jealous because there's no people in New York.
Showdown again.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bengals kicker Evan McPherson was on the bench for the halftime show. Look at his face. Bill, I know you said this halftime show spoke to you. Did this kicker get it very right or very wrong?
Well, at the time, he was 14 of 14 in field goals in the postseason. He can do what he wants at halftime as long as he keeps making field goals. I think he got it very right.
Israel?
Yeah, you don't become the all-time cocky kicker by, you know, being in the back and practicing kicks during the Super Bowl halftime. No, you're out there and you're watching and you're building on your foundation
all right, so
as
you,
the coolest
so you,
kicker out
okay.
there.
If this was Odell Beckham, would you have
the
a different
also.
Opinion of what it was? If it was,
I love Odell. I love
I know
OBJ.
You do.
Don't say
absolutely,
anything.
Because Odell has things to do in that locker room.
I give you guys credit. Okay. Showdown 2, there's only one commercial I want to talk about. There was the blinking, flashing QR code on the screen for 56 seconds and then a subliminal peek of who put it up. Did any of you scan it? Neither of you did. Okay. So the idea to spend $13 million on a commercial where your name is never spoken, hoping people scan it, and then when people did scan it, creating so much traffic, your website crashes, reportedly. Israel, did one of the 27 crypto companies get this very right or very wrong?
Absolutely nailed it. And the only thing I could think about during this is, A, it got me to scan it, and also how much less money they had to pay, because Larry David had to cost a lot of money doing those FTX commercials.
Mm-hmm. So you did scan it. I
absolutely blew it. I don't even do QR codes for menus. I walk in, give me a steak. So I get confused with menus. I had no idea what they were talking about. The commercial,
if your company
lost
is
me.
Based on technology and having to keep people's money, you can't crash when everything you wanted to happen happens. Bill Plaschke, everything's coming up Plaschke today.
Thank you very much. I know everybody thinks I'm a homer, but today I have to salute my hometown, Los Angeles, the city of champions. Sorry, Frank, New York's not even close. Three major titles in the last 16 months. We have ownership that cares about the fans, that will spend what it takes to win, that will bring in the stars that it takes to win, that will build the arena it takes to win. L.A., I salute you, city of champions, now and forever.
They brought in the Rumble to tell us that it was coming. Finally, it's about to start. Finally, soon the game will be starting. Finally. All right, that's it for us today. Oh, what's this?
Jealous.
What do we have here?
Bubble home game.
Oh, is that for Plaschke?
Hey, look at that.